Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd filling in for Brian Lehrer. Well, we've been covering the Mueller report. President Trump is facing investigations into his debt and business practices on a state level and all over the country. Our very own Attorney General Letitia James's jurisdiction covers Trump Tower and the Trump Foundation and Trump's businesses. She's currently subpoenaing Deutsche Bank for records relating to the financial business of four major Trump Organization projects. And she's looking into the hiring practices as far as his Westchester County Golf Club goes. Just yesterday, Tish James was also in Washington, but this time fighting a battle at the U.S. Supreme Court against a Trump-era ruling that would add a citizenship question, a controversial one, to the 2020 census. She's part of an effort leading 18 states, including New York, to sue the Census Bureau, arguing that this question is a way to suppress funding for immigrants and states. We won't know until the court rules, which will be in June, which way it's going to go. We're joined now by Attorney General Letitia James, who was also in the courtroom yesterday. Attorney General, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Ms. Floyd, and I hope that Brian Lehrer gets better soon and hope he feels better.
We all do. I'm sure he is listening carefully. All right. First, we want you to set the scene for us. What was it like in the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday? I know your predecessor, Barbara Underwood, now New York Solicitor General, was taking the lead, but I imagine it was a momentous moment for all present.
Yes, it was, and the Solicitor General Underwood did an excellent job, as well as the ACLU, and it was primarily the ACLU, and the Council for Representatives of the House also gave some testimony and was allowed to address the court. And what in all likelihood will happen is that there's going to be a 5-4 split. There were individuals on the court, such as Justice Sotomayor, who basically understood that putting the citizenship question on the census form would suppress the response rate and would have a devastating impact on states like New York and California. We are leading, as you mentioned, several states. We've been joined with California, and some conservative judges basically said that Secretary Ross, Wilbur Ross, it was certainly within his discretion. Congress gave him a wide latitude to put forth and conduct a citizenship question. Mm-hmm. And we question that and we challenge that because the enumeration clause of our Constitution speaks about the accuracy of a count and talks about counting population and not one's citizenship. And it's also important to know that his actions violated the Administrative Procedure Act because they were arbitrary and capricious, because they were not based on any scientific and or analytic evidence. And all of the evidence that was presented is totally uncontroverted. Mm-hmm. And it comes from individuals who work within the Census Bureau, who work within a Department of Justice, who put forth evidence and data which would indicate that, in fact, by putting on a citizenship question, it would definitely suppress the count and it would be less accurate. Yeah. And it would hurt states like New York because we have a robust and a large immigrant population. And it would also hurt states like California and other states as well.
And so, as you point out, the citizenship question is being challenged in part because the census is in the U.S. Constitution itself. It isn't something that was, of course, there are laws that pertain to how it should be administered, but it is enumerated. You use the word enumerated. It is enumerated in the Constitution. And you mention, Attorney General, Justice Sotomayor, the court's first and only Latina,
yes,
member, only Hispanic member, and she called the addition of the question, quote, correct me if I'm wrong, quote, a solution in search of a problem. What is she arguing, Attorney General James?
Excellent. Those were her words, and she was right on. It's important that everyone understand that Secretary Ross predetermined and had made up his mind in 2017, prior to any analysis and prior to any evidence, that in fact a citizenship question would suppress the response rate. And then he tried to justify it. He went backwards. He reached out to DOJ. He reached out to individuals within the Census Bureau and said, find me a basis for putting this citizenship question on the census form. Now, it's important that the audience know that a citizenship question has not been on the census form since 1950. Now, we do get demographic information using a survey, but not the census. And the citizenship question was on a long form, but that was discontinued. And the survey that goes out to a number of Americans, but not as many as those who received the census form, has been deemed by some to be inaccurate, again, because individuals tend to shy away and do not respond as a result of asking that simple question about citizenship. And so it's really critically important that we have a count that is accurate, because that the census is more than just the enumeration of our population. It speaks to and it is used for the purposes of apportionment, how many representatives we will have in Congress, mm-hmm. and two, the funds that we receive from the federal government. And if we are put, New York State, that is, if we are put in an adverse position, it will fundamentally affect the number of individuals who represent us in Congress and the amount of resources that we receive. Now, yesterday when I had a press conference after the argument, some individuals, some conservative newspaper outlets asked me the question, you know, why do you care so much about immigrant individuals who are undocumented? And and that really is not the question. My job and my responsibility is to stand up for New York and to defend the Constitution. And it's really critically important that individuals understand that we have to prioritize the census. And the Secretary Wilbur Ross, as well as these conservative outlets, basically want to prioritize citizenship over the census. And that is not consistent with the law, and it's not consistent with our Constitution. And I would also argue it's not consistent with our values. Everyone needs to be counted.
Mm. And we do have a question on precisely that. A question from Arturo, who is in New Jersey, but I think his question goes to all people who would respond to the census. Arturo, you're on with New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Assuming that the Supreme Court does allow the question, citizenship question, my question is, if I fill the form except for the citizenship question, I leave it blank, will I be counted?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah,
and I don't know, it's an excellent
if
question.
If the answer is yes to that, mm-hmm. then a campaign could be mounted for people, anyone, not to answer the question.
Well, that's an excellent question, because there is fear out there in across our country. And right now, there are immigrants, undocumented and others, who are just fearful and who are hiding in the shadow. And so if, in fact, we are not successful, if, in fact, the conservatives on the court have their way, if, in fact, they prioritize citizenship data over an accurate count, then New York State and other states, I would imagine, would mount a vigorous campaign to ensure that all individuals are counted in the census. And it will require additional resources, both from the state and from municipalities, and I would also argue the federal government, to have as many enumerators, individuals who are going door-to-door and block-to-block to get an accurate count.
Yeah, and as you point out, Attorney General, the Census Bureau itself has warned that the addition of this question could mean that at least 6.5 million fewer people would fill out this census form in 2020, either not filling it out at all, not participating at all, or, as Arturo suggests, not answering that one question, which might make, we don't know the answer, it might make the census form inadequate for the counters. So did the court's conservatives, Attorney General, seem at all troubled by the decision to add the question?
Well, there were questions again from Justice Sotomayor. There was questions from Justice Kagan. There was questions from Justice who we love, Ginsburg, who all again talked about adding this question and how it would affect the accuracy of the count. There were also questions. The government also argued that, in fact, the Supreme Court did not even have jurisdiction to review this question because of the wide discretion that Congress has given to Secretary Wilbur Ross, and they rejected that. The government also argued that the evidence showing that the citizenship question would reduce response rates, that no one had specifically focused and had analyzed whether or not it would result in a reduced response rate. And some of the conservative justices argued, well, you don't know whether or not they refused to answer this question because it could have been they didn't want to answer the census because of their gender. They didn't want to answer the census because of where they live. They didn't want to answer the census because of their race or whatever. And they refused to accept the realities of our country in this moment.
Yeah.
And that is immigrants. Again, particularly undocumented individuals are afraid of government right now and are hiding in the shadow. And that is a reality that, unfortunately, I see here in New York State, and my colleagues all across the country have experienced the same. And it's awful.
All right.
It's unfortunate that Secretary Ross disregarded the longstanding bipartisan and scientific consensus in conducting this census. And I hope that Justice Roberts, who could be that one vote that we need, I hope that he will do the right thing and rule in our favor.
Now, you and I are both lawyers, and we could talk Supreme Court all afternoon, but I'm going to take us out of the courtroom, or all morning, I should say. I'm going to take us out of the courtroom and ask you a couple of follow-up questions based on what you said just a minute ago about how New York will move forward if the question remains on the census. Albany has allocated half of what immigrant advocates had wanted for outreach, $20 million instead of the $40 million advocates had asked for. So, even if the court rejects the question, but certainly if the question remains, how equipped do you feel New York is to get immigrants to fill out the form? And you've said already that it's critically important that people participate in the census, especially in this political climate, in these times. What incentive do they have to participate, and how are you going to turn out the census in New York?
Well, the execution of the census will be done by the executive, and I'm confident that this administration, the Cuomo administration, will revisit this issue with respect to funding, if in fact the citizenship question remains on the census form or is on the census form. And so I'm sure that we will have to revisit and reopen and revisit the funding issues, and I'm confident that the governor of the state of New York, Governor Cuomo, will address this issue, and we'll have enough enumerators on the ground. I'm hopeful that we'll have enough individuals on the ground going door to door and block to block and to respond and to fill out this census form.
And you mentioned congressional seats, which is an important thing to emphasize for people. This is why we do the census, in addition to funding, resources. There are reasons why we do the census. Do you have a sense of how many congressional seats New York could stand to lose if we had results impacted by this citizenship question?
No, at this point in time, we do not know. It all depends upon our response rate, how we apportion the number of congressional seats in New York State. And so that's why we need to have community-based organizations that reflect the community on the ground, going door-to-door, block-to-block, and going where people are, going to houses of faith, going to where they congregate, just meeting people where they are and assisting them in filling out the census and ensuring that, in fact, the information, particularly as it relates to citizenship, is not abused and is not used illegally because the information is supposed to be confidential.
Mm-hmm.
But what we, again, there are immigrants, undocumented individuals right now who are hiding from our government, who recognize that they cannot trust the government at this point in time, given the climate.
Let's go to Bill, who is in Rego Park, who has a question for you specifically about the language, I believe. Bill, you're on with Attorney General Letitia James.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Attorney General, if that's the proper form of address. if not, I'll take a correction off the air. I'd like to know whether it's your legal opinion based on the constitutional wording of counting every person, whether this should be an open and shut case in the Supreme Court, and also a related question. Do you believe it should be an open and shut case, or there should be no issue because what I'm about to say isn't yet in the courts, that there's just no question that the House Ways and Means Committee is entitled to the president's tax returns?
So, Bill, you can call me Tish.
That's easy. It's short.
Thank you, Bill. So there's no such thing as an open and shut case, and I don't know which way the courts are going to how they're going to rule on this issue. I would hope that they would be moved by the arguments that we made yesterday. I would hope that they would recognize that this is a bipartisan, it should be a non-political issue, the conduct of the census and the administration of the census. I would hope that they would understand the impact that it's going to have on states like New York and California and other states with large immigrant populations. I would hope that they would understand that it's going to affect the number of representatives in Congress. And I would hope that they would understand that all of the evidence that was submitted to Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross is uncontroverted evidence showing that the citizenship question would reduce response rates amongst non-citizen and Hispanic household and thus harm the accuracy of the enumeration of the count. And two, your second question was in regards to, what was it?
The second question was about the language in the Constitution and whether you think it specifically warrants the findings of the court in the direction that you seek to have them go.
Well, the language of the Constitution again speaks about population. It doesn't speak to citizenship at all. And so it's really critically important that the entire population of New York State be counted, regardless of one's station in life or one's ethnicity and or one's citizenship.
Tish, I'm looking down. I mean, I should say, Madam Attorney General, I'm looking down at my notes. He also wanted to know, and I kind of think I know what you'll say, do you think we should be able to see the president's tax returns?
Well, let me just say
a little off topic.
Yeah, it is off topic, but I love it. Thank you, Bill. But we in the Office of Attorney General, we have a number of investigations that are ongoing. That's all that I can say at this point in time. But I do believe in transparency and disclosure by all elected officials. We're here to serve the general public and not be served. And it's important that we reveal our taxes. When I ran for the Office of Attorney General and Public Advocate, I released my tax returns, 10 years of tax returns, and I would hope hope that all elected officials from the President of the United States down to representatives in the state of New York release their taxes as well.
And as we announced at the top of the segment, you do have a number of investigations happening at the state level, and we continue to cover those here at WNYC. We do have a call from Jim in Brooklyn. Jim, please go ahead with the Attorney General of New York.
Yes, General James. I have a point of view. If you look in tandem of the tax break elimination for state taxes and the federal tax in combination with the lack of the potential lack of appropriations and apportionment, which we have been discussing, even though I am a citizen of New York State, I think that this is exquisitely good with regard to the contravention of U.S. policy with regard to immigration. And I think that if these people are cowed and prevent themselves from answering the census, that even though, first of all, I don't know how they can be have apportionment based on them. You said that it's in the census. It's not doesn't specify that. But however, being that the state of New York under Mario Cuomo and the city of New York are contravening American policy in a flagrant manner, I believe that this is an exquisitely wonderful thing, both with regard to the tax exemption elimination and the fact that people will be afraid to answer the census. And I think that your arguments are absolutely perverse. That's my opinion.
I thank you for that, and I believe in dissent, and that's why I believe in our democracy. I believe that, again, we also have litigation against this administration with respect to SALT, and that is our state and local taxes. And a number of New Yorkers across this state have been impacted with respect to disallowing that deduction and limiting it to $10,000. And so it hurts the middle class, and it hurts the economy of our state of New York. And as the Attorney General of the state of New York, I have a responsibility and a duty to defend this state. And so I oppose the SALT measure. I oppose any efforts that would deny and that would hurt economically the state of New York. And so I disagree with you. And we are, again, are challenging this deduction or this this limitation on our deduction, otherwise known as the state and local taxes SALT. And two, with regards to whether or not undocumented individuals should be represented, the reality is that immigrants contribute mightily to our economy, both locally and statewide. And as a result of that, they too are entitled to representation. But this issue is really not about citizenship. This issue is about an accurate count of our population and representing the interests of states, and in particular, New York State. And so my argument, the argument that was made yesterday by the Solicitor General and the Office of Attorney General of the great state of New York, is to ensure that New York State is not harmed and that the count is accurate and that we get our fair share of taxes from the federal government. We give more to the federal government than we get back. We are being harmed by this limit on our tax deduction, and we are being harmed if, in fact, the citizenship question will be allowed on our census, and we should not allow it. And that's why I'm speaking loud and clear to this to the federal administration with respect to how they are treating New York State.
Loud and clear, General James. I do want to ask you one last question before you go. And it is off topic. I hope you will accept a question off topic. We had a report here at WNYC this week. A WNYC investigation found that DAs in all five boroughs, district attorneys, are keeping databases to track police officers who may have credibility problems as witnesses at trial. Should New York City's district attorneys be forced to release the names of those officers to defense attorneys so they can prepare for trial? About those officers with questionable records.
So there is, as you know, there is a bill pending in Albany with regards to releasing the information of police officers who are disciplined. And so this is so the practice of the five district attorneys, and I'm not sure whether or not it's accurate. I read the newspaper account, the media account, and the the question is privacy issues. The question is when individuals are preparing for trial to determine whether or not certain police officers are on their on that list. And I do believe that there should be some discovery and there should be some transparency. But at the same time, I do support the privacy concerns that have been expressed by members of the police department in the city of New York and the state of New York.
Well, thank you for that answer. Thank you for your time today. We will have to leave it there. My guest has been New York's Attorney General, Letitia James. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ms. Floyd, and thank you to your audience. Have a good day.